fourth Sunday of Lent every year is Good Shepherd Sunday. And we get a variety of readings, always speaking about the shepherd, but this year it takes a little bit of a different view, because this year, more than the qualities of the shepherd, we hear about the qualities of the flock, who we are. And as I was reflecting on this readings, another phrase came to mind, e pluribus unum, the great motto that we have for the United States of America, out of many, one. But before this took place as a model for our nation, in many ways this reflected what the church was. The Acts of the Apostles are a book that cover a very specific time after the ascension and after the Pentecost, 10 days later, of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, until Paul's martyrdom. It's a description of the one church that is built up, especially at the beginning, through the efforts of many. But that continues even today. In our reading today, we see this animosity between the apostles, Paul and Barnabas, and the leaders of the Jewish synagogue. Paul and Barnabas are making great progress. They're going and they're preaching and they're getting so many converts. But in that, they're stirring up a lot of jealousy amongst the leaders of the synagogue. And they're making enemies as well as friends. So Paul and Barnabas are threatened by these Jewish leaders. And so they turn and they shake the dust from their feet. And they leave the synagogue and they go to the Gentiles to continue to build the one church, taking advantage of those faithful Jews that have embraced the way, but also going to the Gentiles to bring in all that God is calling. Our gospel also takes this view. We hear about the flock of the shepherd and these three qualities that the flock needs to do. They need to hear the voice. We need to recognize the voice. And then we need to follow. All three are needed. Like a shepherd, or like a sheep that hears the voice of his shepherd before he goes and follows, we need to hear the voice of our shepherd. And in today's day, there are so many voices, and these voices are just pounding at us. How do we hear? We need to find a quiet place. We need to quiet ourselves. We need to enter into that stillness deep inside so that we can hear the voice speaking to us, speaking to each one of us. And then we need to recognize that voice, because out of all the voices, there are those that will demand our attention. There are those voices that will demand that they be heard. How do we recognize the voice? We hear it in the quiet of our prayer. We hear it in our conscience. We hear the voice in the fathers of the church, in their writings. We hear the voice in the magisterium and in the councils of the church. We hear him in the sacraments, in the liturgy. We hear him at Sunday Mass. And it is the voice that speaks the truth, a voice that often goes against modern culture. And so when we see Paul and Barnabas are being persecuted and driven away, it's no surprise for us. When we listen and we are following the voice of the truth, that we are going to be persecuted. It is a voice that will challenge us. It is a voice that will calm us. It is a voice that brings the gifts of the Holy Spirit to us. A voice that brings the knowledge of the truth. One that brings the fear of the Lord, offering us a new relationship with God. It is a voice that will give us courage, strengthening us and guiding us. It is a voice that will bring wisdom and understanding. And when we receive this voice and we recognize this voice, now we are called to act, because it does us no good to recognize the voice and do nothing. It's not enough just to hear. We must follow. We must enter into that metanoia. We must enter into that complete conversion of our hearts. And that way we become one. At the Last Supper, Jesus tells us, I know mine and mine know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And today he tells us, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. No one can take them out of my hand. The Father and I are one. We see this in our reading from Revelation, this great multitude that has come together, a people from all nations, all races, standing before the throne, this great multitude. But what is in the center of that multitude? It is the Lamb, e pluribus unum, out of the many, one. It takes humility to see ourselves as sheep, as a flock following a shepherd. But it also took humility for Christ to identify himself as a shepherd, because at his time, especially shepherds, were not a very respected class of people. They were ruffians at the best. They were on the outskirts of society, thieves and outcasts. But that is who Jesus chose to identify with. That is who Jesus chose to befriend, just as he identifies with us and has befriended us, calling us, inviting us, seeking us, not to leave us where we are, but to call us that we may hear and follow and enter into a relationship with the Holy Trinity, into a communion of life. And that communion of life, that invitation, is called grace. It's a free gift, but it is a gift that we are free to accept. It's a gift that we are free to reject. Jesus tells us, no one can take us out of the hands of the Father. But we can let go. We can say yes today and no tomorrow. The invitation is there. The best way to respond to this is to realize this is not a one and done. I don't say yes today and forget about any other choices. It's yes today. It's yes tomorrow. It's yes the next day. It's this continual yes. This continual acceptance of that invitation. Persevering through thick and thin. Praying for ourselves, praying for the multitude, and allowing ourselves to be lifted up in prayer by the multitude as well. Praying in hope and in confidence that all will hear the voice of Christ, that we will recognize that voice, and through our choices and our actions, we will follow.
Roses are available after all masses this weekend. Proceeds go to local pro-life groups. Thank you to all that helped and supported the Tootsie Roll Drive last weekend. The Parish Council will meet Thursday, 5:30 p.m. at the Fellowship Hall, and script will be sold after Mass.